Happy Monday, everyone. You know what today is. It means it's time for Get to Know Night. That weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have a lot of questions, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question I got is from Bread. They ask, what time do you usually get up? Are you a morning person or not? I am not a morning person. I think everyone who knows me knows that mornings are not my strong suit. I get up like 10:30 usually. That's usually how I start my morning. So I get up, get some coffee, and just try to wake up. But yeah. Let me see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, can you do a ramble vamp for December 1st? We'll see. I had something in mind for December 1st, but maybe. We'll see. Let's see. Anonymous, Knight, are you the type of person who gets awkward, nervous when someone tries to flirt with you? I don't know, maybe a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. If I'm not expecting to be flirted with, I think I get a little shy when I get flirted with. I don't know, it depends. Let's see. Joy, of course, asks, hey Kay, hope all's well with you. Just hopping from your Animal Crossing audio real quick. Do you own a rice cooker IRL? How about a coffee grinder? I own both of those things. I have a coffee grinder and I have a rice cooker. You're supposed to grind your coffee beans. I've been told that forever and a day. I used to just buy pre-ground because I was lazy, but now I'm grinding everything. Has it made a difference? I don't know, probably. But yeah, I do. Anonymous asks, do you have a sugar baby? No judgments, just asking. I do not have a sugar baby. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I have a tendency to over apologize all the time, even for something like a minor inconvenience to someone else. I'm afraid this is annoying to people I do it to because they reassure me I don't have to apologize. I do this especially with my best friend. If this were happening to you, how would you feel? Would there be a point where you get frustrated with them? As someone who apologizes quite a bit, no, it wouldn't bug me. I get it. I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I can only talk from my own experiences, but I think when we apologize a lot for ourselves, it's because we feel, or we've been made to feel like we are not a burden, maybe a burden or a nuisance. We've been made to feel like a problem, you know? So we apologize because we feel like inside of ourselves that like we're not enough, and like people will have fault or problem with who we are as a person, at least within my own experience. So we just find ourselves over apologizing for things that we really shouldn't be apologizing for, things that are not even our fault or within our realm of control, but yet in like some kind of plea to placate others, we tend to apologize quite a bit. I don't find it frustrating. I sympathize heavily with it because I think it's a hard trait to break out of, over apologizing. I think it takes, one, you have to be aware that you're doing it, and then two, catch yourself, because the thing is, other people correcting you isn't going to curb you over apologizing. I think it's really within ourselves is when we start catching it and be like, hey, why am I apologizing for this? This isn't my fault. That's only when we start like really curbing the behavior. But I guess getting to the root of why we're over apologizing is really important. Why am I compelled to apologize for things that are out of my control? And there's a lot I can talk about in terms of that. But yeah, I think your friends will understand. I think people in your sphere, if they love you and they know you and they know who you are as a person, especially your best friend, I think they get it. They know who you are and they're not going to be frustrated to the point of pushing you out of their life. Yeah, I mean, if you want to curb that behavior, definitely examine into why you do it. And you'll probably find out why. But yeah, I hope that helps. I think that question hit a little too close to home. Let's see. I think I'm pronouncing this right. Keela? Keela asks, do you like anime? If so, what's your favorite? I love anime. What's my favorite anime right now? What am I watching currently? I'm watching Food Wars because I'm behind a season. I'm also getting caught up in One Punch Man because I'm behind a season. Since the live action Cowboy Bebop came out, it made me sad, so I'm rewatching the good Cowboy Bebop. What else am I watching? My Hero Academia, I'm like super behind. I'm behind on all my animes, I'm catching up. I'm trying to think of anything else I'm missing here. Yeah, for now. I think that's what I'm watching right now in terms of anime. I think I'm behind in Attack on Titan 2, which I need to get caught up on. I gotta get caught up on a lot of anime, to be completely honest. Thank you for your question. Okay. Maya asks, if you could have one human talent that you don't currently have, what would it be? I wish I had more I wish I had more control in terms of accents. I wish I had, like, I don't know. I know a lot of people have really good accent control and can seamlessly, like Justin Roiland, can seamlessly go with their voices. I can't do that. Like, I wish I had a much more robust voice acting resume behind me, or at least skill diversity behind me. I don't think I have a diverse set of skills. I think I have a decent range, but I don't know if I have a I can't have two voices going simultaneously and, like, jumping back and forth between them, or, I have to really work to find a voice. Like, it doesn't just come instantly. I'm like, I search for it, and then I finally find it. So, yeah, probably something with voice work would be my answer. Shrimpy asks, hi, I'm a French fan. Oh, I love France. I love your videos. Thank you. My question is, would you move to another country to be with your partner? Oh, 100%. 100%. I think, of course I would. Anonymous asks, what's your go-to way to comfort your girlfriend when she's on your period? Depends on what is the discomfort. If it's like cramps and stuff, heating pad is the way to go. Ibuprofen, all that kind of good stuff. Same for headaches. You can also do, like, there's a massage you can do on someone's hand for headaches as a pressure point. You know, back tickles, head tickles, that kind of stuff also really helps. I don't know, it's really just about soothing. Because I know it's just discomfort, and being soothed helps discomfort, usually, so. That's my go-to. Thank you for your question. Let's see. Anonymous. Hey, Kay, I'm not sure if you've been asked this before, but how do you define success, and personally, do you think you achieved it? Have a good day, and thank you for answering my question. This is a good last question, I think, because I can go on. Well, maybe not. We'll see how long it takes to answer this. How do I define success? I think I equate success with happiness. Well, at least I think I do now. I don't think I did when I was younger. I think when I was younger, I equated success with, like, money or prestige or accolades or whatever, you know. It was like a thing you put on the wall. Like, if you're successful, people know about it. And, like, notoriety was success and all some other stuff. And all that is, I mean, it is success, but it's not, I don't think it's any kind of meaningful success. I think true success comes in happiness. I think happiness is the ultimate reward for doing things right. Happiness and peacefulness, which is funny. I think there's a time in your life where you're chasing a definition of success, which was defined by your parents. And society and all that kind of good stuff. And then there's a point when you can keep chasing that forever. And some people do. And it's not wrong. I don't think notoriety or money or any of those things aren't success. Like your definition of success is your own. But for me, at least, I think what real success feels like is can you go to sleep happy at night? Do you go to sleep peacefully, you know? Are you worried about a million things? Are you, like, content? I think if you are, you're successful. If you can go to sleep and you feel happy, you know? If you just wake up in the morning and you're happy, I think you're successful. I think we've, as a society, really undervalued happiness. Undervalued joy. And I think that is something that's invaluable. I think happiness is the real success. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people who have, you know, all the money in the world and all the success in the world, like, air quote success, like, they have accolades and they, you know, You know, they've air quote done their dream, and they're on that mountain and they just kind of feel lost. And I know people who, you know, they had like a dream, a pie in the sky dream, and they were like, you know what, I'm not going to chase up. And I don't know, they seem happier for it. I feel like happiness. I think I've just met so many people in my life at this point, from all walks of life. And the ones that I'm just like really impressed by are the ones that are just very happy. I've met a lot of unhappy people, I think. So when I run into people who are like, yeah, I'm happy, I'm like, oh wow, that's really nice. Like, they're successful. They got what they wanted because they feel whole, you know? I think this really harkens back to, I don't know how many of you have taken intro psychology, but if you have, you've probably heard ad nauseum about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and all this stuff, and how all these things lead to this thing called self-actualization, like this top of the pyramid, this point where if everything's met, you can get to this point where you are able to actualize something about yourself that makes you feel more whole. So I think success is, are you able to provide all those things on this hierarchy that give you the space to self-actualize? If you have the space to self-actualize, I think you're successful. Because I think people who get that opportunity to self-actualize tend to be pretty happy. So yeah, that was a really rambly roundabout answer. And there's definitely a lot more we can explore here. And I'd love to hear what other people think. I think that's one of the things I enjoy the most about Getting Tonight. I love hearing you guys' responses to these questions too. Because I know you're looking for my answers too, but I think in some ways this is more like a conversation, because, you know, sometimes questions spawn more questions and more answers and all this other good stuff. But anyway, as always, I enjoyed answering these questions. And if you want to ask a question, feel free to do so. There should be a link in the doobly-doo down below. Please, questions only, no requests, because I can't get to requests here. This is the question line. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday. And I'll see you all next week. Bye now.